it to left center and deep. Gone!
The Reds have won on a 3-run home run on opening day.
All right, maybe you didn't take your parka off yesterday, but there were baseball games to be seen. It was opening day yesterday, or night, depending on how you picky you want to be. Thanks there to the YES Network, WTMJ, 620, Fox Sports Ohio, for some of those highlights of games yesterday, including the voice of Bob Uecker, which we love, and but even more, we love the voice of Ibrahim Abdelmateen, takeaway sports contributor, who joins us to talk about, really, this is a day of relief, not just for baseball, because everybody loves the spring sign of baseball returning, but it's baseball that is the sport of peace and tranquility compared with the football and basketball, so we have a lot to look forward to this year.
It's true, but I wonder if peace, if spring really is in the air. You know, all the baseball players that were playing yesterday in a cold weather environment were wondering, what the heck am I doing here? You know, some people starting games where there's snow on the ground and that day, and they had to clear off the snow. It feels like November, but it's actually, you know, it's March. It's kind of strange.
A couple of years ago, there were about a half dozen games that got literally snowed out. So, you know, maybe they should count their blessings.
It's a 162 game marathon. And I talk, you know, for those of you that don't understand anything about baseball, I describe it as a soap opera, a very long soap opera. And whereas soap operas mainly exist, you know, on network television, baseball has stayed on network television, whereas football and basketball.
Actually, the soaps are going away on network television too. So baseball is alive and well.
It's a little, and basketball and football have somewhat been viral in a sense. They're much more, you know, they're fast paced. They have a lot more energy. They're shorter, and so there's a real interesting culture shift as we see the NFL and the basketball labor strikes that might threaten the season throughout this next year, and baseball might just be steady and might stay there.
Good old reliable baseball.
Correct.
You know, one of the cultural things that fascinates me about baseball is the opening day is meaningless. The game is meaningless, right? Everybody's in first place. Everybody's in last place. But it sells out. I mean, the NFL really can't do that. I mean, everybody likes to go to a football game. But, I mean, the idea that on a cold, rainy day, you sell out a stadium for a meaningless opening day, that says something about the sport of baseball.
50,000 people in New York yesterday for the Washington Yankees versus the Detroit Tigers. And, you know, it was an unremarkable game in some respects. It was freezing cold. The players played okay. The pitchers pitched mediocre. But you're right. People came and they paid money and they were excited to be there.
Yankee bullpen looked good. And there's no truth to the rumor that the reason Celeste isn't here is that the Detroit Tigers lost.
I'm sure she's sobbing in her baseball mitt right now.
Do you think baseball executives are secretly hoping for football to be canceled in the fall so that the postseason of baseball gets higher ratings?
I think that there's definitely a sense that it would help their playoff viewership without a doubt. You know, you have at certain times of the year, you'll have football, basketball, and baseball at the same time. Now you just take off that veneer and all you have is wonderful American baseball. It would be awesome, I think, for baseball.
Are the San Francisco Giants coming back this year?
I think it's going to be a difficult year, but I think the Red Sox are the favorite across the board.
They're Everybody's the saying team. That.
That's the team. On paper, that's the team. Now, I will
Not
say.
Not the Phillies?
Look at the way the Cincinnati Reds started yesterday. Maybe the Cincinnati Reds will end the season with a walk-off home run.
Lots to talk about, even on the day after opening day. Ibrahim Abdelmateen, Takeaway Sports contributor. Play ball.
Good morning.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.